This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Are you poor? Why do you look so like no. I have f-ing lost all like don't I own moisturizer?
No.
Do I not?
I'm the same.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting? Hey, everybody.
Trey, are we podcasting officially right now?
Thanks for joining us on the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. If you don't already, please subscribe, rate, review, say nice things because we're sensitive and a little fragile.
And go to imomsohard.com and get tickets to our live show. We're coming to a city near you and it's a really good time. We're chomping at the bit to go too, right?
March 2nd, we're going to be in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And this will come out about close to there.
So get there.
Gosh.
Road trip. Take a cheap Southwest flight.
Yeah. And if not, drive it. You know, you moms, you'll get in minivans and go for 19 hours to a soccer tournament.
That's also the difference between like the Midwest. And LA, people are like, nope, it's too far. It's 25 minutes.
Meanwhile, we've had women go, you know what? We have to drive back tonight. It's 11 hours.
Yeah.
But I've got my coffee. We've take turns. We've got a couple of TVs in the back.
There's one that'll be like, I didn't drink. I didn't drink.
I didn't drink. Or they're like, all right, how long do we have to hold off driving before we can?
And then I know we've mentioned it before, but then I have to bring it up because she is our champion. Brittany Dockin wore two super plus tampons so she could get to the show.
Brittany Dockin is going to be the name of something we do professionally because she's such a badass. I hope she's listening and she's like, I made an impression.
Brittany, if you're not.
If you're not, we lost you. What happened, girl?
We love you.
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm doing my own shit now.
You know, that was an episode of, what was that show that Jack Black was on where they were the musicians with Tenacious D where they had one person that used to always go to the coffee bar and then they quit going, so they stalked him.
Hilarious.
So Brittany, we're coming for you,
Brittany Dockin. Go come to the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're adding a thing that we used to do and we're adding it back
but
we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
But it's going to be super fun. First time we do it in a long time. It's going to be in Vegas.
Yep.
And I intend on drinking too much in Vegas.
Me too. So we're going to go early. And
I've been so freaking by the book. I did dry January
and I did
break it, but it wasn't hard. That's what I'm saying. I was so disappointed with the lack of options in January.
Yeah.
The dry January happened on its own. I'm not bragging about that. I'm upset about that.
I didn't have a dry January, but I had a very subdued January, I will say.
And I feel like, come on, I want to go to a country bar. I want to dance.
That's what we're going to do. We might go to Magic Mike. We're working out the details. Who knows?
Not like we haven't been before.
That's right.
It's everything I needed it to be. I'm going to tell you.
It's a great show.
It's like I'm doing an ad for another show, but I'm just saying Magic Mike's a good time. Also, U2's at the Sphere. Who wouldn't want to come see us?
I think they're going to be gone by the time we're there.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
What?
Because Mia's going the night before.
Oh, really?
I think the last night is the Friday before we're there.
Oh, crud. I should bring my husband. He wants to go so bad.
I don't. I would rather see Adele.
Oh, yeah.
Or Barry Manilow.
I like you too. I like 5 or 6 songs.
As you would, because everybody globally did.
But my husband likes their entire catalog. And so he will be happy to go to whatever U2 show exists. And I will be like this.
Are we done?
Are we?
They're not line dancing. I don't understand
this
music.
Don't play anything new. Play only
old
stuff.
It all sounds like the oboe.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you, girl. We're going to go out. We're going to go have some fun. Because it's just been a very stressful. It's just life is stressful. But like I have noticed literally in the last 4 weeks, today I was like, you know what, Kristen? you need to put on some damn makeup and wash your hair. Because I don't know who I think I am. But I got a glance of myself at the grocery store, and I was like, if someone saw you that knows you, they'd be like, oh, she's going through something. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm fun and loose. I'm like, my shirt had a stain on it.
Yeah.
I'm in the grocery aisle buying stuff that doesn't make sense. Some Super Plus, that was unexpected. I'm like, I've got a beard. I like just need, but then I was like, you only are going to feel good if you take it up a notch. So I'm wearing my cool jacket.
You look very cool.
And lip oil.
See, you look great.
No, I don't look great, but I don't look as bad as I did.
Well, don't eye roll at this, because I heard this very profound thing. I went a week or so ago, I can't remember. I feel like I haven't seen you this week.
I know.
It's been crazy. So I got Reiki, which is like energy healing. And I know that some people think it's bullshit and you're dumb. But it does something to me.
If it does something to you, then it's working.
Even if it's psychosomatic.
Yeah, that's the point.
Whatever it is.
Who cares?
But she had said to me, she's like, you know, a healer, Eastern medicine person. And she said to me, she goes, because of like technology and the rapid rate that everything is like changing, the world is evolving at an accelerated state. And like smart people who are like aware and want to learn and stay up to date and be a part of society are very anxious. She's like, are you feeling anxious? I'm like, fucking yes.
Yeah, my butt won't unwind.
That's why I'm here. And she said, so people who are like less of thinkers don't want to have anything to do with it. They're just going through an angry phase.
Whoa.
She's like, that is what's going on right now. And I was like, that's what it feels like, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Like people who are like, I'm not going to do this evolutionary change are mad. They're like fighting it tooth and nail.
Doesn't that say so much? Because I think there's like, there is just this sense of like everybody's pissed off. Like I almost just got in a fight with somebody driving up here because I was like, get in your lane, bro. And then we were like head to head with cars. And I'm like, this is not the day that you want to do this with
coming up my street here.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They painted a lane. They painted lines down the middle of a residential road because people.
I've never seen anything like it, Jen. I love your house and your neighbors and everything about it. But this one freaking street, it's where I'm going to make the news.
No, I know.
I'm going to, and this is, maybe I'm one of those people that doesn't want to evolve, so I'm just angry all the time. Is that what's happening right now? That's where I'm at?
I don't know, but I'll keep an eye out for that.
I will say this, you'll be so proud of me. You know, I get a little resistant to stuff that's like, that I would call woo-woo.
Yeah, she's crossing her arms, you guys.
And I have to say, my daughter, Eleanor, she has some stomach stuff that we're dealing with, and we have been for a really long time, and it has to do with digestion and GI, and it's medical. It's not just, she's okay, but it's just been really, really hard. And so we've been going to doctors and specialists and everything, and I was like, you know what? That's not the only game in town. I'm going to go see I was referred by Mia, my friend, to go see a woman who's an acupuncturist.
Oh, great.
But she's also an MD, but she's Chinese. So she studies Eastern medicine, but has an MD just because. So we went.
Feel and like showing off.
I've never done acupuncture. I've never, like, I'm not opposed to it. But this, I have to tell you, the woman's bedside manner alone, first of all, put Eleanor at ease.
Felt healing.
It felt healing. Yeah. And like her room was full of pictures of her son who graduated and is now a doctor at UCLA.
Oh my God.
It's just pictures of him and then orchids. And like it was so wonderful. And she was wearing higher heels than I've seen you ever wear. They were like platform and like cloggy platform high-heeled shoes. And she was eyeball to eyeball with Eleanor, who's 4'10".
Oh, captain, my captain.
I mean, the land of the little were upon me. And so she just took Eleanor in, and she was like, I'd like to work with the needles. And so Eleanor didn't know what that meant. And I didn't know we were going to do it the first time we got in there. And Eleanor looked at me and was a little scared. And the woman was so nice. And she was like, this has been around for more than 1,000 years. And this is just to help you. And she's like, let me look at your hands. Let me look at your tongue. And she was like, Eleanor, do you feel nervous or scared sometimes? And she's like, yes. And she's like, do you feel that right now? And she's like, yes. And she's like, I can tell. She's like, I can also tell that you are an old soul, which people have been saying to Eleanor since she was born on planet Earth. And this woman's voice was so kind, and she had this like very light Chinese accent, but she talked in this very like soft, high-pitched voice, and it comforted Eleanor. And then Eleanor was like, I would like to do the needles. And then, but to test it, she basically looked at me and she's like, you need to book another appointment because the energy coming off you is really, it's killing my orchids, but we're
going
to move on.
For and you?
For me. She was like, well, you need to, she literally looked at me and she goes, you need to book an appointment.
I'm going
to
do right now what they call the death dart. It goes straight into your heart and it will calm you. It's like an adrenaline.
I know. I was like, it's
the opposite.
I didn't realize acupuncture was a blow dart, but I understand that. I'm going to.
She's like, whoa, whoa. You're messing up my feng shui in here.
It's 100%. And she goes, she's like, issues about it's hard for you to get calm. And I was like, yes. And so she put,
all right,
it was like a nail. It wasn't even a normal needle. She was just like, bang, bang,
poof, 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 poof.
She's like, and she put it in my hand and I go, Eleanor, it didn't hurt at all. And then she talked to Eleanor about how important it is for her to find calm in her day. And I was like, that's a little on me. Like, I just took note that, like,
I'm glad you could find some way to turn this to a, flagellate yourself. Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to motherhood.
Yeah.
But I did notice in that moment, I was like, I've got two very different children. I've got one who is geared like me and is like, go, 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 go. I'm going to go shoot hoops. I'm going to go, you know, like fast. Fast is better. And then I have Eleanor who is peaceful and calm and makes people feel safe. And she talks slowly and she listens. We did this, they did this really cool.
I would say those are both parts of you. You just have like two dogs fighting at all times inside of you. Like,
no one has ever said that I'm calm and slow talking.
I don't think that you're.
But God, please. When you have more of this, I will be. Yeah,
I think you can be, but I do think that like, more I would say that like Eleanor's very empathic.
Very.
And you are, you're like walk into somebody's energy and feel their like pricklies or whatever it is like right away. And she's like that too. That's where I get the sense that she's like an old soul is like, whatever's going on here, I've seen it before. Yeah. I'm like, I'm calm with it. Like it doesn't feel surprising to her.
It's funny you say that because she did this really neat, it was not an assessment, but kind of an assessment to go to Finn's Catholic school. Thank you very much. And they basically just, it's a test just to sort of test your character as a human, not so they don't rely solely on an academic grade to get into a school, which I really appreciate. And yeah, the fact that there is some version of question and answer that's sort of determining if you are a nice kid is kind of nice. So this test showed like different brackets. And one of them was social emotional awareness.
Yeah.
And most of the colors of the brackets all kind of come to the middle and stop like a bar graph.
Yeah.
Her social and emotional awareness went all the way to the other side of the page.
Yeah.
And one part where she was a little bit light was resilience. So she's feeling a lot of things and she's not bouncing back. So she's feeling a lot and taking in a lot, maybe not expressing as much. And so she's a little shy. And when you're me, when you've got a mom like me and a brother like Finn, I'm sure that feels daunting. So what I'm learning and what I need to take note of is that she, in her own world, in her own right, is perfect the way she is. And she doesn't need to be fast. She needs to be herself. So I'm paying attention to even like, how fast am I talking? How loud am I talking? Am I demanding too much of her with a schedule? Because like Finn, he even does it himself. He's like, I've been sitting for too long. I'm going to go shoot hoops. And then he got in trouble today because he broke somebody's fence shooting soccer balls. Like he's like that. He's like a gerbil, you know?
Yeah.
And Eleanor needs to have meditative calm in her life. And I love that because I need it. And now that I know she needs it, I will make myself do it. So it's all for the greater good of calming down.
I love that. It has been so stressful. And I told my husband this morning, actually, I go, I'm going to go off my meds. And he was like, why? I go, I take Prozac. I'm honest about that.
You're very open about it, but you can't do that, right?
So I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving anybody advice. But I said, you know, I feel so lethargic and I haven't felt like myself in a while. And I go,
hormones,
maybe
Jenny, it's hormones.
Maybe
honey,
it's that.
Hormones.
I know I gotta go to the doctor.
I say that
hard stop. He goes, don't do that. Like, please don't do that.
Well,
so,
he's worried about you. That's a you.
Yeah.
Even me, who is like, hey man, you know yourself, but like, that's like, you gotta have a conversation with your doctor and a conversation. Go get your hormones checked.
Yeah.
Women,
I think I really need a good doctor's appointment is the thing that I need.
Yes. Also, I just read, and I've talked about this before because I did a deep dive because of my own brain feeling foggy and weird and whatever, is that when women start to experience perimenopause or like hormonal shifts, their SRI or whatever that medication is, there is a particular medication you take for depression.
SSRIs.
That stops working.
Ooh.
With perimenopause, so you may already be off your meds, baby. Like, I'm not saying that, and those are, oh God, it's all so, like, daunting. It's,
I know.
All I'm saying
is, it's kind of happened, like, in the last, like, month or two, and I've associated it with stress.
Yeah.
But I'm also, like, when you take Prozac for a long time,
yeah,
it ruins your sex drive. And I've been, like,
I know.
It's not me. Like, I'm usually
it's
like,
not you.
You know, like a little flirty. And I've just been like,
imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Boll & Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Boll & Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Boll & Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead, and they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Boll & Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Boll & Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop-off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, it usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so
great ones. Sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's go bowling. Like, I just have not yet.
You love bowling and you find bowling
very sexy. I do love bowling
and
it's hypersexual. No, so I need to get like everything checked.
I know, I'm the same. My sex drive is awful, but I also think it's sometimes him. Just if I'm going to say, sometimes I'm like, you know what? When you're in a shitty mood, I don't want to put out. But.
And men are so sensitive.
It's just not good. You should be banging.
Yeah. I don't mean like men are so sensitive like in an insulting way. I mean, men are sensitive in a way that they don't like to own up to, which is that like if I'm not showing interest, he's going to be like, she just it doesn't like me. Like, he's going to think I'm not into
him.
Why
do I feel like my husband is not thinking that?
Maybe because
he's her fault.
I mean, because he's younger. Maybe it's enough time. But No. I mean, between my husband and him, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 10 years, you know, between the two. So it's
meanwhile, they get along so well.
They do. But it might, I don't know. I don't know if it's a difference. I don't want to like, but
also,
I don't think
I
he's.
Think the, I think listen, maybe there's a secret that everybody's keeping to themselves, which is as you get a little bit older, like the old bangarang doesn't feel like it needs to be three times a week. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes we all slow down. And all I'm saying is, I think it's okay to acknowledge that we all change speeds. And sometimes if you've been going too slow for too long, then maybe you do need to speed up a little bit. And the opposite, if you've been going fast for too long, slow the fuck down. I think it's okay to say that and not feel like shame about it because like, yeah, I mean, in the beginning, all I wanted to do was hump. And now I'm like,
yeah.
Have you seen the new Netflix documentary? Are we really going to do this instead?
Because you sort of feel like I don't want to do like a three quick sessions like this evening or something or two
three
or whatever.
What?
Like when you're first dating, you know, and you're like, you just, anytime you walk by the person you're banging, right? What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, I'm impressed. I mean, look, I have to go way back in the catalog. Sure. Yes. Now I'm thinking back multiple times a day.
Let's have like one enjoyable session that everybody has a really good time.
And that counts for a month.
But you got to do it when not everybody's tired, nobody's sick, the relatives aren't in town. It's like, not that it's been like this much of a ghost town in my crotch area. But I will say, I bought this like naughty Santa outfit and we're damn near up on St. Patty's Day. I haven't worn the motherfucker yet.
But see,
it's still in the package.
I'm gonna take this off while we're talking about it. Take my man jacket off. Okay, yes, Jenny, but here's what I love about you is that you buy the thing. You buy this.
It hasn't
the sexy
been used.
Outfit, which is way better than me because I'm like, well, I'm not wearing pants and I think that should be enough.
Well, I was like, for Valentine's Day, I should bust that out because it's red, it's white, you know, that he doesn't care. He literally gives zero shit.
By the way, what man on planet Earth would be like, oh, you're wearing sexy lingerie? But that's really Valentine's Day themed, and we're at St. Patty's. That guy
is gay.
He's gay.
Yeah,
that guy
like a very
for
femmy
another
gay
team.
Guy. Yeah,
And I, you know what I say to him? Way to go for being a really good gay, because that gay is telling me I'm doing it wrong, and he's right in the gay world.
Right.
But in the straight world, if you put lace on anything, it's boner town.
Exactly.
If you put a. Listen, I walk through the house and I wear a jersey. My husband's like,
oh, that's
yes.
It's very flirtatious for your
That's very
husband.
Much like college girl.
Your husband's like, excuse me, is that an Under Armour tri-fit shirt that also breathes and wicks water away?
It sure is, babe.
Boing, 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 boing. Not that I've seen this happen. I can just predict.
My husband will be like, can I just put my hands on your boobs for 5 seconds? I'm like, yeah, fine. Do it now.
No, go take the bins up. Put them next to the house.
He goes, you can't talk the whole time. I just want to put my hands on your boobs.
It's the only way I can keep your attention.
And I'm like, our dishwasher's broken, so I'm the dishwasher. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to go back to washing the dishes.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea, actually, is like I had to tell my, because I'm going out of town this coming weekend, and I had to tell my husband, like, okay, listen, there's a birthday party. You're going to have to get a gift card. There's lacrosse this weekend.
I was with Britt at a party at a trampoline park, and I was like, where's Delilah?
He will just bring a stack of cash and just hand it to him because he's...
He was chatting with AJ, and I was like, Britt, is baby Delilah, toddler Delilah, on the trampoline all of the other sixth graders? I'm going to go get him.
He thinks he's acutely aware of everything at every moment. And
And I'm like, yeah, yeah. The blonde one, the little girl one, the little baby one.
He will absolutely lose one of our children at a skating rink for sure. So I'm prepping him.
They're older now. They're fine.
I'm prepping him on everything, and I can see his eyes probably start to think about U2 songs that he likes or something. So maybe I should just be like, put your hands on my boobs and look at me.
Yeah.
So
he's not going to think about gift cards. He's going to be like, boner,
he won't
boner,
listen,
boner,
you
boner,
don't
boner,
think?
No.
But what I should do is go, you get a grab for every time you answer this question correctly. Do you need to get a gift card for this weekend?
He'll be like, what's a gift card? And you're like, off the boob. He's like, yes, gift card, on the boob. You can get so much done if you just offer ass. It's so true.
Well, so I did do a little bit of research, and it's so interesting because all of this stuff, even though it's about like our life, like where we're at. So I was researching 13-year-olds because we were talking. So Finn just turned 13. Little baby Finn. He was just born, you guys. He was literally just born, and now he's 13 years old.
I don't even know how to make sense of it.
I don't either. Like, I don't. Well, number one, he looked like he was 5 when he was 1 because he was very tall.
Very tall.
Full head of hair.
Full head of hair.
He might have been shaving.
From the
get-go.
That's why I think I had bad heartburn.
Oh,
came out.
Hair.
We always said, we said he looked like George Clooney from ER. He had like a Caesar cut. And then it went into a giant like blonde. I wish his hair doesn't have the like curl that it used to, but it literally did have like, do you remember Greatest American Hero, which was like, even for us, was like a deep cut that's like,
yeah.
And it was like a blonde afro, and it was so flipping cute.
Yeah.
And so for some reason, like, I always get some version of sentimental on birthdays.
That's what they're for, to look back at the double digits. Yeah.
But 13 felt so different.
Yeah.
It felt so different.
Because he's a teenager.
We were late bloomers. So Finn is also a late bloomer right now. And he is, God bless him, still just a sweet boy and like smells good and looks sweet and whatever. So the third.
And he's still like, girls, Jiminy Crickets.
Oh, yeah. Yuck. I don't know what that is. Yeah. The point is that my boy is going to make some big changes come the next 6 months. It's over with. And I think because 13 came first before all of that stuff. And the reason I'm so acutely aware of it is because we had the neighborhood birthday party, which was all of our like nearest and dearest. You guys were there.
So fun.
There were two boys that have grown up in the neighborhood that we've seen growing with Finn.
Yeah.
Who now talk like this. And one has a mustache.
Yep.
And they saw Finn's friend, Sophia, who's on the show with him. And she's gorgeous and curvy whatever. Meanwhile, Finn's like, hey, you guys want to play Monopoly Go? And Troy and the other boy, Charlie, are like trying to like talk to Sophia, and they're a mess, and it's delightful, and they're giddy and giggly, and I'm like, what is going on?
Oh my God, can I tell one quick sidebar that, so Dash, I'm going to get him a whistle because he is like referee about, like he is. He comes inside and he's like, hey, I don't want anybody to know I gave you this information, but they're listening to the E version of songs, which is the explicit version of songs. Like, he is such a...
He's a sheriff.
He is absolutely a sheriff.
But he knows exactly who to come to. There are literally like 20 adults at this party, and he beelines it to me because he knows we operate the same way. We're rule heavy people.
He loves it to the point that my husband's like, I'm kind of worried about him starting middle school because he's going to be like, the smoking, vaping is bad, and I'm going to go tell somebody, and then he's going to get beat up or something.
He won't get beat up, but like, you know, interesting to watch these social hierarchy of things happen. Dashiell came in and told me that, and he said, they're listening to explicit music. And I was like, Finn knows he's not supposed to do that. So Finn is like not being the person that I need him to be. But at the same time, I'm like, it's just an interesting dynamic to watch these kids try to figure out where they belong in the world.
I know, because both of my kids, and I don't know why, because I do tell them sometimes, like, look out for the baby. He was worried about, there was that little boy.
Kai. Yeah.
He was worried about the little boy that was there hearing it, because
I would have gone out within 5 minutes, because they're running their own music.
Right.
And I would have been like, hey, man, like, you can't do that.
No so two I live did, crew out here, guys.
Yeah.
This is.
Which the older kids would have certainly been like, let me introduce you to real music. And then Kai's like, what's that word mean that I learned at the Sweeney's? And Kai later cut to Finn is running a soccer game in the backyard and put Kai in timeout because he was being like naughty, which I appreciated. I go, Kai, what are you doing? And he goes, Finn put me in timeout. And I go, what'd you do? And he goes, I was being too rough. And Finn, did you put Kai in timeout? And he goes, yes, I did. And I go, carry on.
Just so you know,
carry on.
Dash goes up to Finn and goes, I don't think it's great that you put him in timeout. And Finn goes, well, he was being naughty. And he was like, I don't know, he was hitting people or something
like
that.
Yeah, he was being rowdy.
He was being naughty.
And Finn in the pool.
And Dash was like, okay.
Yeah. There's all this like policing going on. But at the end of the day.
I know. This is what I was going to say about it, though, that I thought was interesting, was Dash goes about Sophia, because she was the only girl there.
Yeah.
No, the other girls were inside. Like, she was the only one hanging with the older kids,
because
she's older. And Dash goes, you know, I thought she was really nice because she was asking me all these questions. And then I heard her ask somebody else all the same questions. And I go, well, you know why she did that? Because she's trying to be nice. Like,
she's trying to get to know people.
I go, not everybody's really good at being social.
Yeah.
And when you become a teenager, you become like so hyper aware and self aware that you're like, I'm going to go to this thing because I know that like people like to answer this question. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, goes, have a few in the pocket.
That's a really good idea.
Good social skills. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what my favorite part of the night was. So, my God, and this is what I'm talking about. These two little baby boys that are in our neighborhood that we have like raised as a little village are now look like sweet little men.
And they then have, there's like briefcases and they're
totally
attorneys.
And one of them has like braces with like turquoise rubber bands.
Oh my God,
in.
I know.
And they're just darling. I think they're literally just darling. And so Finn is there and Sophia's there and she's gorgeous and she's never met these two boys. And the two boys are like, hey, and they are doing their best at talking to her. And it was the most wonderful thing to watch them try to navigate these new feelings that I'm like observing as they happen. And I've never seen these two boys giggle the way they were giggling. I was like, what is happening? I'm like, oh, we're in a whole new world. And Troy, who I know because we have raised this kid, is a seventh grader. And he tells Sophia goes, what grade are you in? And he goes, oh, I'm a freshman at Birmingham
no,
High
you're
School.
Not.
I go, bag of lies from your mouth, sir. A bag of lies from your mouth.
I'm driving.
And then Colin's
you know.
Like, Kristen, why are you? I go, I will not allow lying to her. This is, but it was so fun to watch all of this go down and to like this joyful, like this new part of life that's happening where girls and boys are noticing each other.
Yeah.
Like differently.
And they're all good, like wonderful kids too, which
totally.
Was nice. Like
yeah.
you get around some like middle schoolers and you're like, who's going to teach everybody how to roll
get
a J?
You get a group of like three teenagers together and shit's going down. I don't care where they're from. I don't care how they're raised. It's just naughty becomes the thing. Naughty becomes the run.
Dash is in that world and Dash and Eleanor, they're 5 weeks apart.
Right.
This is the leap that I am going to make based on like what Kristen and I had talked about like earlier this week, like where our kids are at, like growing wise and stuff like that. I think Eleanor is like further in the like, because she is an empath. I think she's like socially aware of stuff because when Dash was weirded out and was like, oh, she's asking other people the exact same questions, you know, until I talked him down off the ledge. Eleanor was like,
I don't feel special.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He was like, he got his heart broken.
But he's also probably like, she's pretty.
1,000% he was.
It's a little.
And then he has Eleanor as like his sister who's like.
She's like, listen.
She goes,
I'm going to pour you a scotch.
Dash, come in here and draw with us. We're going to sit on the living room floor and draw pictures. And he's
100%.
Like, okay, that's my safety zone. Like, I dabbled in the teen stuff enough, but I do feel like she's really aware. And I've read this thing. Okay, can I tell you this thing that I read that I thought was, because remember, like, when we had babies, we're like reading shit, or I would read stuff and then tell you about it. Like,
yeah.
Like the Wonder Weeks app on my phone, I was like doing all.
I did that pregnancy app and I was like, I had the baby, I'm good. What size are they? They're a size of a papaya, but I birthed it. So it's just free for all. I've read one other book. It was about potty training. Like,
get it out. Yeah. Well, so I realized that I haven't like gone back and really done that in such a long time because they're so communicative. So it's like things that you can't ask a baby or toddler that they can't communicate to you. Like usually, you know, an 8-year-old kind of can tell you that stuff.
But you assume but it's also too easy to think that they know what they're saying. Just because they're communicative doesn't mean that they know what they're communicating.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This was the most like crazy thing that I read. Okay, so I got this off this website called Your Modern Family. And it was the number one thing that had this like listicle. And it was, they need you to listen, which sounds like common sense, right? Years ago, I heard invaluable advice. Once your child reaches the age of 13 or 14, they know your opinion on everything under the sun. Your job from now on is to shut up and listen. Whoa! I got chills saying that because I've never thought about that before. Of course they know. You have tears in your eyes. Of course they know. They know what they're supposed to do, not supposed to do. Like, they know your opinion on everything. They need to bounce shit, right?
Yes. Look, I'm not an expert. I'm in it.
Yeah.
But what I know, if you have a teenage boy, you are going to understand what this means. The thing that I've noticed about my son as he is 13 is that he is bouncing things off of me in every direction. So, and I love it, and I know what he's doing. He's like, Mom, I guess I am supposed to wear jewel tones because I took a quiz online, and I'm supposed to wear jewel tones. And I'm like, so I just said, yeah, you are, bud. Like, that's probably right where you are. And he's like talking about like what kind of shoes he's supposed to wear with dress pants. Mm-hmm. And like every thought they have and everything that they think is supported by a freaking reel that they're watching on YouTube shorts. But the thing that I love the most is I can tell that he's like trying out how to talk to girls on me.
Yeah.
And my job is to curb certain behaviors. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he'll do this thing where he'll call me like baby girl. He'll be like, hey, baby girl. And I'm like, sometimes it feels genuinely nice. And sometimes I want to slap him. And I just tell him the difference. And I'm like, so this is a perfect example of what a 13-year-old is like. He got a bloody nose in my car and he shoved a Starbucks napkin up his nose and it was bleeding pretty good. Right. And so the end of the napkin was on his mouth. And so as he would talk, the napkin would flutter. Right. So he's talking to me. He's got
very cool.
Big blue eyes. And he's still so sweet. And like puberty is upon us, but it's not quite there. And he goes, Mom, I heard that like when you go on a date with a girl, that you should be 5 minutes late because that look makes her think that you're working really hard at your job and they want you to have a job. And so if you're like 5 minutes late, then it's like, oh, well, I couldn't be on time because my job was so important. Meanwhile, it's like his napkin is
going flapping in the wind.
And he's wearing like a Bart Simpson shirt. And I'm like, buddy, I said, you know what is really nice is if you're just on time. Like, yeah. Just be on time. That tells her she's important to you. The job can wait.
All like, this strategizing.
Like just, you know what be else? Real.
You shouldn't be late. You also shouldn't come with a napkin sticking out of your nose.
But if you do, she's going to love that because she's going to say, you're going to say, hey, I got a bloody nose and I didn't expect to. And she's going to put ice on your nose and then maybe you kiss later and I better like her.
No, that's not going to happen. It might happen. We don't know. Well, the thing that I read too that like really resonated with me was that like how 8 or 9, they're like, oh, people die, and like they're trying to make sense of that.
Yes, third grade is the big, I understand mortality. Yeah. That's why everybody, third grade is key year to chill.
At 13, they're so aware of that people are paying attention to them, but their id is so strong that they just think all anybody's doing is paying attention to them.
They're id-driven.
So they're just like, everybody's looking at me, everybody's being critical of me, so they're so self-conscious.
It's weird because it's both. They're self-conscious and totally unaware at the exact same time, which seems like it can't happen. But like my example would be like, I think 13 is when girls start to push the envelope on what they're wearing. And they're like, because to them, their world is the id is the boys that are the same age as them. They don't know that like some dude that's 35 or 40 is looking at them exactly the same way because of what they're wearing, because they've got new equipment. Like but the thing that I'm trying to do is just be present and let him like figure out this world. And he's doing a pretty darn good job. And you're right. At 13, your parenting, your morals, your values, the way you communicate, it's all kind of embedded in them. And you got to let them try it out. And the perfect example is right before I got here, I was on a Zoom doctor's appointment for Eleanor. And I hear Finn comes in and he's got like dirt on his face. And he's like, oh, something bad happened. I'm like, I'm on a Zoom. You've got to go. And then he texts me and he goes, Dad has it covered. And then I hear our neighbor come over and Finn goes, I'm really sorry. I broke your fence with my soccer ball. I will pay for it. I'm so sorry. I hope that you can understand and forgive me. John was like, it just happens. Like, it's okay.
Oh, he was cool about it.
But Finn handled it. And what I realized is like,
interesting, because
if I just let him
do
his thing, he might do the right thing.
Okay. Can I read this thing that I read?
It's gonna all make me want to start crying. I'm so emotional about it.
No, this one's not.
13's tough, man. It's a tough thing.
I think this will like give you some like needed empathy at times where you need to like dig deep, because I hadn't thought about some of this stuff, and it's in this one's from Very Well Family, a website.
Very Wealthy Family?
Very Well Family.
I was like, shit, wrong website.
I wish it was a dating site, like, you know. I would
I click right.
So this is what I thought was interesting, is that at 13 they have pretty good problem solving skills, but they have difficulty thinking about the future. They may also struggle to think about the consequences of their behavior before they act. So this has to do with different parts of their brains developing at slightly different rates. So it's common for 13-year-olds to think they're immune to anything bad happening to them.
It's true.
Right?
Yes.
Every time he's been in trouble in the last like month has been like lack of foresight.
1,000%. And that's why parents, that's why you will. Maybe you have a 10-year-old right now, and what I'm going to say freaks you out. But when you have teenagers, this comment doesn't shock you at all.
Sure.
You will say the most shocking things because you will say it fast and hard just so they hear it. Like, I have a very open conversation with Finn about sex. He's not even close to it.
Yeah.
But I go, don't go having sex with a bunch of girls, because that doesn't make you cool. That makes you a bad person. Like, save it for people that you love. That sounds harsh, but I'm like, if you try to be verbose or like have too many words in it, they're like, soft focus.
Yeah.
And I try to say things clearly and directly with him, even if it makes me a little uncomfortable, because I want him to know that that thing matters. And like right now where he's id driven and he feels like anything is fine, I go, literally, Finn, if you put your body in harm's way, you could not walk anymore. Just so you know, like, if you jump into, you want to know the number one injury that happens with 13-year-olds, boys? Pools. Jumping into a pool, diving into a pool.
It's too
paralysis.
Shallow or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they know their own pool. So here's the most random kids jumping off their own roof into their own pool is safer than that kid jumping into somebody else's pool, because they don't know that fucking pool.
They don't know how deep
it is. So
this
dumbass is off your roof. God forbid. Then I'm like, if I ever catch you doing that kind of shit, like, it goes down.
I did say to Dash today, just today, because I did – we're in Los Angeles, and I wouldn't normally share this, but like we're walking across the parking lot to take Delilah to her music class, and they weren't paying attention whatsoever. And I did see this. I saw somebody, I didn't see somebody get hit by a car, but somebody got hit by a car on the path, like traffic was backed up.
Yep.
And I saw the body covered in a sheet or whatever. And I was like, if you are driving a car and you're not paying attention, you can kill somebody. If you are crossing a street or a parking lot and you're not, your head's not on a swivel, you can die like that. And I said it because I'm like, you're at the age now where I can be a little scary to you.
Yes, I think that's fair. Yes. That is what parenting is. That's what parenting is.
Yeah.
Parenting is giving the real deal. Do you remember what it was like when your mom or dad sat down with you and had a long conversation? You were like, I can't remember one subject.
Oh my God.
But I can remember
mine was
like,
usually about my parents' divorce and why my we weren't recognizing my mom's feelings in the right way. So they're really drilled in there. That's how we spent our Friday and Saturday nights. That listening to Barbara Streisand. She should have just drank. Honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
Like my parents were, I mean, they're boomer parents.
Yeah.
They were like, hey man, if you choose to drink when you're in high school and you get busted, you should just sit in jail.
Yeah.
And I was like, it feels harsh,
I know.
But I think they weren't bullshitting and that's exactly what would have happened. So I didn't drink very much in high school.
Yeah.
Like I definitely did my senior year-ish, but I was not like...
Britt's dad had this really good idea, and obviously it's way too old of a concept for our kids, but like, I think I like this idea where his dad said to him from the time he was like 16 or 17, only drink canned beer because nobody puts anything in it. You can count it shots. You have no way of predicting it that you drink canned beer.
Yeah.
That's
I've heard that. That's actually not terrible advice.
I think so too. Like, because it takes a while, especially if you're like to get hammered.
Yeah.
Hammered, especially if you're like a young person. But I can't even think about that part of it. But you did remind me of a thing that I read that I loved where in that article, that listicle, it said the greatest conversation that you'll have with your kids, the most impactful, will be in the car because you're not on your
phone. We've talked about this.
And they're not on your phone.
And you're also, it's safe because you're facing forward.
Yeah.
So you're
it's
more
not confrontational.
Right.
It's like,
we as animals go eye to eye. We like, that's why we get nervous, like looking at dogs or even cats.
Yeah.
You're like, if I catch their eye, they're going to attack.
Fight me. Yeah.
But if you are stadium seating, that's why like fathers and sons like to go to, not just fathers and sons, but fathers and daughters go to stadium seating. We feel safe there.
Yeah.
You know, especially between men, I do think who are tend to be aggressive can be less aggressive sitting in stadium seating.
Totally.
So Finn and I
argue with your husband in the car. They're nicer than they will
Well, I also silent treat them. That's fine. But I do notice with Finn that I let him just say things more than I think I normally would because I'm aware that he's trying stuff out.
Yeah.
And I will say to him, I know you're saying this right now, but you know that if you said that in front of anybody else or you said that in front of another family, that wouldn't make you look very good. And it would make us not look like very good parents.
Yeah.
He's like, I know, Mom. I would never say it. I was like, okay, great. So I get this version.
So I'm your safe space.
I'm your safe space. It's so fun. I have to say this. The other day, his arm, oh, it's like 13. It's just such a thing. He had his arm around me. Like his arm around me.
Yeah.
And he was sitting kind of on a pillow. And I was like, we're not far away from him.
Being bigger than you.
Being bigger than me.
Yeah.
And I was talking to another mom who
Stop it right now. Stop it growing. Stop it.
And another mom, he's taller than you.
Oh, I know. He's being polite about it. I know. It's been a while.
And we were having another mom and I who her son turned Troy, who was at the party, who turned 13 2 days before Finn. She was having a really hard time too. And I found myself crying a lot. And I was like, I just really emotional about it. And she goes, she said she read that having a teenage boy and having them grow is like the longest breakup you'll ever endure.
Oh no.
And I was like,
yeah.
And so then she goes, I know, just let it in. And I was like, I'm already a mess.
Oh God, but I feel that.
I heard this Australian DJ who seemingly was somebody who doesn't talk about this stuff normally, but she had her son back from college and she needed something off the top of the fridge and he just like reached up and grabbed it. And she like immediately started crying because she was like, oh my God, this, I just remember the little you that isn't there anymore. You have to like be okay with this thing that you've loved so much being different? And you're like, in my head, I'm like, do I remember what he was like when he was little? Do I remember what he looks like? Do I remember what he feels like? I don't want to remember pictures. I want to have real memories. And then I look in his face and I can see little baby, but yeah. I see bigger Finn, and it's a lot, but it's wonderful at the same time.
I can anticipate it because my nephew's 22.
Yeah.
And when I met him, he was a baby. He was younger than Delilah.
Really?
Yeah. He was 7 or 8.
Oh, we were trying to figure out. Oh, why do I think I automatically go to Delilah being a baby.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, he was.
I was like, God, Britt did take a long time to propose. Jesus.
Oh, God. He really did, you guys. But Brayden had this like little round baby face. Like, I remember braces. I remember him like, and he was so smart. And I didn't have kids. I didn't understand development. And like, he would get scared about stuff. And I was like, oh, well, this doesn't seem logical because I didn't know like all of the steps of stuff. And then you have a baby and then you like understand like where their brain's at. Like now I get it all really well, or I tell myself so I can sleep at night. But like now he's at this place where like he has like a girlfriend, like but he's had girlfriends, but like this is a different girlfriend. Like he sends us pictures of her, like sends pictures of them together. We'll be like, when they were in town visiting, he gets where I'm coming from and disagrees with people he would normally like.
He's his own man. Oh
like,
my God, the circle of life.
But you know what it is? It's fantastic because he's a beautiful human. And like, I knew he was going to be that way because I remember like looking at him with his mom, Lexi, when he was a little boy and she was driving in the car and she reached back and put her hand on his knee and he held her hand. And I was like, I think he's a sensitive, kind
but
person.
But even if they're not, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just something about, especially where I'm at in my life right now, like, I think more Brayden's age than Finn's age, because like, I remember being Finn's age, and the gift that Finn has more than anything else is the ability to laugh at himself.
Yeah.
I did not have that right away.
Really? Because you're good at laughing at yourself.
No, man. Now it's a love language.
I was going to say, you would hate me if you did.
Oh, no. It took me a long time to figure out that when someone gives you a little bit of teasing, it's a sign of love. But if it's too much teasing, then it's mean.
Yeah.
And that, to know the difference was very, very hard. But Finn has always laughed at himself, always. And even when he's heard parts of the podcast that I've said before, like I talked about the one where Sophia came to the softball field and I said, oh, my cup feels weird. I've never heard my son laugh harder in his
awesome.
Whole life.
Yeah.
So he's good at laughing at himself. But I think that like seeing this age and seeing where he gets to go in his life makes me feel like so many things, because I'm like, God, I'd give anything to like, not the middle school years, but to have like 16 to 26 again.
Yeah.
I mean, 16 to 22 was a reasonable, I would share those years.
Wait, you
again.
Want your own back or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to redo. I want another decade between 20 and 30.
Oh, sure. You do it right.
I know there's 20 and then there's 30. I want there to be another split. I want another 10 years between the 20 and the 30 because it's so good. Like,
just to do it again, even all the mistakes and shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just to have the, I told Eleanor, cause we were talking and in the car and she was talking about like middle school and being nervous. And we were talking about that.
Yeah,
and I was
exploded.
And I was like, Eleanor, you have so many awesome years ahead of you with college and high school and eventual roommates and best friends and dances and being like full of energy and hopefulness and enthusiasm, and it's gonna be so great. I'll be your roommate. And she's like, I know, Mom. Like, she doesn't even get that I'm like teasing. I'm just like, be so excited for your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your life.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. Am I the saddest person? Everyone's like,
it's not sad. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it so much. I do have I have a mom box that I feel like is perfect for this moment, actually. Mom box.
Mom box. I need it to be filthy. No, I'm just kidding.
It isn't, but we can recommend that happened. Okay.
Because the good thing is we do have those, and that makes me feel good.
Rebecca R. sent this. I'll read you what they said, and then we can just do as we please with this. Okay. Hello. We are celebrating the mom of all moms at one of your shows in April, the 12th in Chesterfield at the Factory in St. Louis.
Fun.
Her name is Sarah Bricky. And she is turning 50.
Woo-hoo.
She loves you guys and played a mom's night out for the group of us. So she's the ringleader.
Yeah,
we all love Sarah and thought it would be so fun for you to wish her a happy 50th or even take a picture with her or something. Listen, message us. It's going to happen. But also, this is her. Look, she's turning 50. It's like the second puberty. It's like she's turning 13 again, right?
Look at
it's
Heidi Klum. She just married a 36-year-old, and she's like, I'm going to clubs again. She's like, it was hard not to go to bed at 9, but now I'm really enjoying it.
It's like your intelligent rebirth is age 50.
Yeah, man.
It is like the most beautiful, wonderful age.
You like your body. You like your face.
I give zero shits about.
Maybe you got to use a little lube, but who doesn't?
You know what? I knew people
Whatever.
Who had to use lube way back when.
I didn't, just but I'm just saying.
You
Trey's
didn't know the people or
right
you
now.
Didn't have
no,
to.
I didn't. I
no,
was like
Trey's
a, I just
working on his resume. I can tell
forever.
What you're doing. He's
I didn't
just
know it was like a
us.
Freaking, like there would be like.
Oh, that it would go away?
It would go away. But then, listen, there's stuff. There's ovules.
Oh, you didn't realize that you would have a naughty Santa outfit you'd have to dust off
right.
before you put it on?
Or you'd put it on and you're like, I'm not wearing this.
This smells musty.
I'm not, that's me.
I could no. on, I honestly, I could put it on and be like, hey, I like have this whole scenario where I like stand in the doorway and he would be like, is there a housewives we need to catch up on? I'm like, yeah, I'd rather do that.
That
too.
Is bullshit. And you know it. If maybe, I did that to my husband, if I put on a sexy, lacy anything, I think he would be like, have you cheated on me? And you're,
is this you're, an apology?
Is this an apology? And then he'd be like this, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. He would be so weirded out. Or he'd be like fine with it. And they'd remind him of times he'd been at strip clubs. I don't know. God, where are you going if I'm the stripper? It's fine. I'm keeping up with
you
the keep
up. You have really good moves.
And boobs.
See?
Paid for those.
Do you want, it's still in the packaging.
My moves
if you
are
want
not
this.
What a strip club thinks is hot.
I am going to send you home with the Santa outfit that
Absolutely
is still
not.
In the packaging.
Not doing it.
I feel like you'll have a better story than I will.
If
from
I
it.
Show him that in the packaging, his packaging will.
Can I return this to Amazon?
He'll be like, oh,
I ordered it on Amazon.
You've done something wrong, Kristen.
This is what happens when you're over 40. You order lingerie with points on Amazon. You hope it fits.
Yeah.
It smells like kerosene when you take it out of the
Who cares?
Packaging
you're only
going to
wear it for 2 seconds.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
why I don't buy that shit. Like, I'll just put on a t-shirt and not wear underwear. And I'm like, I'm in the mood, kinda. And he's like, woo.
Anyways, message
sexy,
us
sexy.
If anybody wants to hear if
hey,
Kristen 50, wore the Santa
50 and flirty,
outfit.
Ready to get it.
I think we podcasted.
We did. Woo! Do we need to order food?